Sometimes that's why even most girls get hurt. They see it coming, but they say like, okay, it's going to change, you know, and you become soft about it until they do you dirty.
Let's start on this. Who should be dating? Let's start from there. Who should be in a relationship?
Anyone at any age.
No, is dating about age or is about mental? But we need to talk.
It's about
what is the purpose of dating?
Yeah.
What's your opinion?
The boyfriend you got when you were in nursery or primary.
She starts. Where is the microphone? Like you. Who should date and then why?
It's purpose. It's for purpose. And I think...
What should be the purpose of dating?
Marriage, to me. To my opinion, it's marriage. I think you should date with an intention to get married to a person, and then you have a family and stuff.
So if you're not ready for marriage, you should not date. That's what you are saying.
I think so.
But then when actually are you going to be ready for marriage?
At your 20s, middle 20s, 18.
So you're so close 18? To get married now?
Yeah, sure. Tomorrow.
Who thinks otherwise?
To my wedding tomorrow.
Who thinks otherwise?
Everyone does.
I think otherwise.
Yes.
No, okay, I think likewise and otherwise. Because the thing is, yes, we do that for a purpose, but then the edge, my dear, someone will, if we're to consider our mothers, they married when they were 16, but us, there's a lot to marrying. So you have to like wait for the, not the real one, but who are you going to, because love does end, but who are you willing to fall in love again within the bound of marriage? Yeah, so that person might come even when you're 30s.
Everything we're saying is assuming that people live in a utopia, right? Everyone, this is a perfect world where candy falls and we have unicorns. And the reality we have is not that, is that the world is complicated. In the world, people have friendships that turn into situationships or relationships or failed relationships, or people become divorced, or people have one-night stands and catch feelings or do not catch any feelings. That is the real world, right? So again, the question, the idea that people should only be dating for marriage is not, in my opinion, is not realistic. But also, is everyone actually looking for marriage? Some people are not looking for marriage. They're looking for long-term partnerships or something like that, but it does not necessarily need to be good dating for marriage.
If you can share, what are you looking for?
What I'm looking for? Yes. I'm looking for money, guys.
So you are looking for that guy or lady who will give you cash?
No. Anyway, so no, I actually do believe personally that I would personally be dating to look for like long-term partnerships. That is what I would be looking for. Marriage too. So long-term partnerships means that you can get married or you can't get married. Will this be on YouTube? Will my dad see it?
It's definitely gonna be on YouTube.
I can sleep when I get thrown out of the house. Not off to Jumba bro. I'm speaking English. If this was French, I would be a problem. But yeah, so that is what I'm saying. But like, you cannot expect everyone to date for marriage. And also for the question of age, bro, 14-year-olds, 15-year-olds should be dating, in my opinion. 10-year-olds. So me, I believe that you should start dating when you reach adolescence.
Let's separate dating and being in love. Because a 10-year-old can be in love, but may not necessarily date.
Yeah.
Because a 10-year-old can have a crush, right? You can literally feel something when you see someone with same or opposite sex. Yeah, can't do kumvumu if it's feelings, right?
people say a 10-year-old can... Okay, so again, I feel like they can have those relationships. Okay, at different ages, you should be able to have different romantic relationships.
Yes.
So in the sense that if you're a 10-year-old and you want to hold hands and share crayons and sit together at lunch, that is okay, right? And a 14-year-old should also be allowed to go to the movies or find a boyfriend, dress up for a dance. This sounds so American. Go to KBC, sit in the park, eat ice cream together. Lie that you're going to the library, all of that. They should be allowed to do that, in my opinion. Okay. You shouldn't be waiting until, like, you're a 20-year-old. Because let me show you. It shows. It shows when you start dating and you're older. Now you're back to asking people their favorite colors, and you're like, how fast can I get through this? Like, so me, I think you... At different stages, you should be having different relationships and for different purposes, not just marriage.
What stages have you managed?
What stages have I managed so far?
Because you know much about all stages. Why is the microphone
ready? Why is it coming about me, guys?
Oh, yeah, but as an amant.
Sorry.
And should I ask the question?
Yes, again? You should ask the question and give an opinion.
Yeah, give us your opinion.
No, like, because it's from her, I was like... How many stages have you, like, experienced? Did you experience, you know, the sharing crayons, the giving gifts and sharing ice cream and stuff? Or did you also experience the what's your favorite color when you have work in the morning?
So me, I did not... Also, we should have that conversation, by the way. How parents shape your idea of dating and guys, yeah, we should actually have a whole discussion about how to point any fingers of people who I know went to single girl schools. Without pointing any fingers, there is also like, you have a very different experience. So you don't go through all of that because you believe boys are bad.
No.
Mm.
A lot of people do believe boys are bad and all girls are bad until like they get older. So me, I believed,
Who changed your opinion, Abby?
My blood.
Eh? Who changed your opinion?
I read books.
That boys are bad. You read books?
Yeah.
So haven't you had an actual dating experience that made you change an appearance?
Let's keep it at that. I went sour real quick.
How did you high school, primary, when?
When I just graduated.
And then that was it?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. It's as if someone were to give you like a ginger shot or whatever, you're like, God damn.
Wow.
Take this away from me. That was it.
But what would have that ginger shot do in Uyuma Zekuimu? Because it's healthy, right?
Yeah.
It tastes bad,
mm-hmm.
but then the output is good.
Yeah. So, but also like, again... So I don't want to trash anyone's. How many people will see
that
this?
That will give people like.
So here's
give
my
it to
thing.
Them raw. Yeah.
But then there is. So this is how I view it. When you're like trying out, the first one in my opinion is bound to fail. I am yet to meet people who dated for the first time, I have met those people, but they are older, and it was only one couple. So the first one is bound to fail, in my opinion. It should always happen, and it fails. But also, like, I do believe the ginger shot gives you experience. Whether it's nasty or not nasty, it gives you some sort of view of this is what you want to do, this is what it will look like. Or maybe you're not even ready for this right now. You should chill out and look for money. If I look for money.
So the conclusion is we should date at what age?
The conclusion is you should, at all stages, you should try. There is like proper things you should be doing in terms of dating.
Mm.
Like you can start whenever. If you're a 10-year-old, hopefully not 10-year-olds are on YouTube looking at this show. But if you're a 10-year-old, they should be doing what 10-year-olds do while they're there it's at age.
But this is the question right now. Mm-hmm. It's becoming a little bit interesting. Mm-hmm. So you are giving a recommendation for a 10-year-old, but you do not want a 10-year-old to see it. Why?
Okay, so because they should not be. The recommendation regarding 10-year-olds was regarding social media. Mm. You know, because it will probably be posted on socials, but they shouldn't be doing that. But
it's giving parents.
Regarding age, it should be like when you're an adolescent. When puberty hits, Kavisa,
it's
you should
giving
start.
Parent.
Why did you invite bullies? Anyway. Yeah, that is the case. That is, so, I feel like 14-year-olds.
That's another conversation about who should be on social media and who should not be on social media, and then what content they should consume and what content they should not consume. Mm-hmm. I don't know, getting back to dating. Sibyo, mm-hmm. So at 10 years, so your point is, your opinion is that at 10 years old is allowed to have a feeling.
Yes.
Sibyo, now how would that feeling be?
Okay, so here's the thing. The same way everything for a child should be regulated, right? That is when you're allowed to have a date, but it should be a supervised date. Y'all are going to share
parents. It's giving parents.
Oh, I see. It's giving. Mm-hmm. Because Ichigari wenda, you can have that supervised date. Mm-hmm. Sibyo. But how would umwana w'inyamasheke, who has a feeling, a 10-year-old, mm-hmm. right, has a feeling, kuri mugenzi we, there's no way, there's the supervised date, how is that going to happen?
Okay, so, and by the way, this sounds so much like Ninyaminga. You all know they used to write letters to Tantin Claudine and ask her about how I have a feeling for this boy, I have a feeling for this guy, what should I do? Mm-hmm. But so even them, they have a way. In my opinion, there is a way they explore, but without like going outside boundaries that parents have set. In the sense that, me in my time, that when I saw like kids who are like ninyamashete changwa nyine mucharo, in the sense, you will see like a little boy who always goes to the stream. I'm like, how many buckets of water does your family need, my guy? It's as if you are financing a whole place. But it's because there is someone he's waiting to see every time he goes, right? But they're not going to do anything weird unless, like, it's bound to happen. Mm. So with 10-year-olds, it can happen. Maybe the problem could come in between ages 14, 15, 16. Kuko, seeing that, New Times did the whole research, Isanga, in 2020, go 32, I don't remember what percentage they gave, but to Fatako, the bigger percentage was peer-to-peer, like teenage pregnancies. Like, it's an S3 guy who got an S2 girl pregnant, and you're like, yeah, that's crazy. When in teens, nibwo ababyeyi batangira kuba a little prudent, but with supervision or without supervision, anything below 10, in my opinion, dependent on where you grew up from, it's okay. They're allowed to do it. They can have their little fun and crushes and write in their diary and dream about weddings.
So, okay. Good point. Yes. Oh, yeah.
So, we should be balancing. When I asked, should we be having relationships right now? It was all about balancing. The good effect or the good side of having a relationship at this age, let's say 14 or 15, the good part of it and the bad part of it.
So now,
then you balance.
I can't even worry 14, 15. We are not 14 and 15 here, right? We're letting young musaza around you on the same age.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you. Let's talk about your age.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. I do believe Hano Umono Mutoya is probably
me.
Not you. But probably somewhere between 19 somewhere between 19 and
and above.
Yeah, 19 and above.
Duftum 19 Hano, I had asked that no 19 comes. I'm joking. Come here,
okay, I'm below 19 Hano. I mean below 18 Hano Ruhari.
I do believe God. No.
We hope so.
I do believe there's no one. Okay, at this age, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, anyone above 23, 24, 25? Okay, let's stop there.
Mm.
Let's stop there. Are we supposed to be dating? I mean, if we do date, why are we dating? We should be asking ourselves that question. I once talked with someone. They told me, "Ngo, you should first have a plan, then have someone to do the plan with, instead of having someone then planning something later."
But what do you need a plan? What plan for?
It's not a, let's not say a plan. Let's say a goal.
A goal?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say a goal. Let's say you want to build the long-term partnership you're talking about. The long-term, and you have the goal in your head to have a long-term. And then probably find someone to have the partnership with. All right? But are you supposed to be meeting this girl or this boy? And just because you have a crush on them or just because you're connecting, let's do it. Let's have a relationship. You're going to be girlfriend and boyfriend. Husbands, wifeys. It took another level. And you're dreaming big. And they go into relationships without really a clear image of what they really want. No, I want us to be balancing. Is it good to do that, or is it bad having a relationship at this age? A non-definite relationship, let me say like that. Ufgengo, let's say I'm 23. I'm planning, Mumutko, and I don't even have a plan to be married. Voir, probably in some many years. Nukuvuga. Right now, if I say I'm going to have a relationship, it's not really about marriage. I'm going to be having fun with someone. Then let me be balancing. Is it going to be doing me good or doing me bad? If you go on the good side, yes, I'll be having a relationship with someone. I'll be happy. And whatever things come out of a relationship makes you happy. What else? I don't do relationships a lot.
You said you do them for fun.
Experienced people, please tell me the good things of doing it. I don't know. Being happy, being someone, the emotional support, the support and everything. People are no longer learning how to be patient. You're having a relationship, and a relationship can end at any time. You're going to have a very small dispute, then you guys are going to break up. You have like three relationships in a year, all right? Then how do you think it's going to be when you get married? You're going also to have that kind of relationship, have a very small dispute, and then you're going to get divorced. Because you have already wired your mind to never be patient, to never talk out of the disputes and stuff. Not accepted. Denied.
No, but,
okay, accepted, yeah.
In marriage, yes, I will accept, yeah. In marriage, I will accept that apparently you're not, well, I have not been married, I don't know. Anyway, let us not talk about marriage. On the dating part, aren't you just like the tryout phase? Shouldn't you be able to get out anyway if it really doesn't feel right? And also, why is that bad? Like, okay. It's like trying cake. You try the red velvet, tastes too sweet, so you try lemon. It should be like that. Should
okay.
I eat it?
Yeah, it should. It should. At some point, yes, it should. But something about a human mind, the more you do something, the more you train it to keep doing it. All right? If you're that kind of person who never settles down, always wanting to change here, tomorrow with the other guy, tomorrow with another guy, tomorrow another guy, all right? Then that's how you're going to wire your mind. That's how you're going to program your mind. That's how our minds work.
And it's bad wire.
It's bad. It's going to affect your future relationships, your long-term partnerships you're talking about.
No, the ones that will be denied. That I get out of this one.
And then you're going to be married, and then It's going to, that's actually, I think, it's actually why we do have many divorces in these times, more than there was back in the days. It's one of the reasons. It might be one of the reasons.
No, let me tell you something. You know why, in past days, people did not divorce. They didn't know how, their worth, you know? Sometimes, that's why even most girls get hurt. They see it coming, but they say okay, it's going to change, you know? And you become soft about it until they do you dirty, you know? That's what I'm saying. If it's not good for you, we actually have to watch for ourselves. I'd be like, why am I doing this? It's hurting me. It's okay to leave and go for what's best for you. That's what I think.
Yes, I do understand we do have to leave sometimes, but we also have to work on solving disputes. Of course, have a guard where you're not going to go past beyond.
You be sometimes you be like, this is too much, and then you stop. But if you wire your mind to just give up anytime you meet a challenge, then what's going to happen to future relationships?
Okay, some problems are unsolved. Exactly. Let me tell you something.
So what I would like to engage more is what gets to people to start dating in the first place? Because we are talking about dating, but how do people start dating? Either it comes back to the first little questions we were asking ourselves. Who shoots the shot? Who engages into the first conversation? After all of that, dating, is it something you agree on that now we are going to officially start dating? And when you start to officially date, then that's probably you can start thinking of the future or even having that commitment. So I think we should have a common understanding on what gets people to start dating. And are you saying that easily giving up is when you see that, the talking stage has failed, I cannot actually date this person? So where does it stand? I personally believe a guy should shoot the shot, of course. And in the talking stage, you can't deny it. In the talking stage, I feel like that's when you get to know each other. You get to know not fully who that person is, but you get to be I feel like that's where you can be like, this is a person I potentially see that I can date, or this is a person I cannot date. And it's fine. That's where I would relate or agree with Abby and be like, who says I can't leave if I don't like what I see? It's like going in the market and you be like, Ivoka Nago. Why am I using Voka? Anyways, it's like going to a clothes store and you be like, there is a gray pant and there is a black pant. Let me try them both and I see what I like and I'll take that. So I'm not saying you should date two people at the same time. No. What I'm saying right now is not that. I'm not saying that you can date two people at the same time, but it happens that you get to be talking or getting to know two or even more people at the same time. So you can exactly, like you do with your life decisions or even education or even what, you weigh your options and you be like, okay, I see myself with this or I see myself with this other person. So maybe we can first agree on when is the dating stage starting or when what happens in the talking stage for us to actually start, criticizing the dating part. I personally believe that dating is fun and very, very good. So yeah, you cannot shame it or criticize it.
Can
but
have
being.
Of course. Can you have the talking stage more than one person?
Yes.
Yes. You're still exploring.
If you... It's not called dating itself.
At talking stage, I didn't really understand.
So what happens if you decide to... if you are then in the talking stage and then you realize that you're talking to five people and then one is the right one. So what do you do with the other five?
I keep
talking
that.
To them.
If I used to call them twice a week, twice a day, you'd be like, okay, today I'm not calling.
Now that's ghosting and it will cause the trust issues.
Quentin, what does that make you as a person,
don't
right?
Need the person.
But the
you
thing
really
is
don't need the person.
The thing is, no. Well, I do believe that talking stage is in dating. Now, that's where I think that we are getting it wrong.
Because what I'm trying to ask you guys is, and then here I'm the less expert now, right? I have no experience.
You've been quiet for the table.
I'm turning the table now. Sibyo. So now, because what I'm hearing is, you.
Yeah.
So you are in the stage, you are talking to, I don't know, 2, 3, 4, I don't know the number, people. And because you are at the talking stage, you don't know who you want to pick, right? But you, as much as you are learning about them, they're also learning about you. So nukuvuga ngo, you have number of time you call them, you have number of time you text them, or when they text you, there's a time frame you text back. Now, once you have selected, things are gonna change around those people, right? So now, because now you are changing, so ntago kitaba inshuro witabaga ntago gisubiza message inshuro subizaga message, you don't care as much as you used to care. So how does that make you as a person to those people that you are reducing the time? And then what do they think about you? How do you think that's going to affect your perspective? How do they see you in ongoing?
So should I give a personal opinion and yes. A general? Okay. Mm. My personal opinion is I am very straightforward and get to be honest sometimes. Some people don't like the truth, Abby. Some people don't like the truth.
Yeah.
And you don't have to assume that. Okay, anyways. Yeah, my personal opinion is if I am talking to... So, one thing I believe in is women's instinct. You have this gut feeling that this guy or this guy is after this, and it might actually... Most of the times, it's right. So, if I'm talking to probably 2 or 3 guys... And I come to a certain conclusion that, oh, there is this guy that is giving me this same energy, if I could say, so I'm going with this one. Then I be honest with the rest. I be like, hey. Or I find a way to put it out there that now I have a guy. You know, I will not just ghost them because, again, you do not know where you might need that person or you might, like... meet that person again, so you don't have to be rude, but again, you don't have to lead them on when there is nothing there. So if I see that your intentions is to date and I am not interested, I'll be straight up with you, you know. Guys are used to getting dumped anyway. No, but honestly, I would rather be honest with you than lead you on, because I know that that has caused more even bad things in like our generation, because they'd be like, oh, she lied to me, or she like led me on. So other girls, I'm going to do the same as revenge or payback and stuff, okay. Which is very childish and all of that. But yeah, we will not get there. So I personally, that's what I do with the rest of the guys. And generally, I believe we should like all... be able to understand that if it does not work out, it's not your personal flaw. You will probably have a person that you have the same energy with. I'll give you an example. In school, we have like people who are nerds, if I could say. And nerds have good relationships with nerds. They actually have the same energy, so at some point they get to understand each other and they can, you know, survive school and high school together. So I would look at it in that same picture. Like people who are extroverts, if you're with your fellow extroverts, you match the energy. It's quick. That does not mean that the nerd has this flow that is very, very terrible and should make you feel bad about it. But instead, you'd be like, okay, this person did not work out, and do not take it personal or take it to heart. But, you know, it's like failing an exam. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it gets complicated because there's these feelings involved and it's very hard to, you know, adjust to that. I think that's where it gets complicated.
But at the end of the day, it has to be even simpler. Yeah.
Different opinion to that? Well, I want to make sure that whatever we discuss here has an output, right? And then has an agreement so that it's useful for whoever who will watch. It's not just a debate that leaves people hanging. So at least from two topics we discussed so far is who should date. Anyone is allowed to have feelings, right? But feelings should be moderated at time and age, right? The time you are in as a person, when you're trying to grow as a human, et cetera. But also the age, right? And then things should be controlled by parents or yourself, et cetera, bitewe, depending on the time you are in, your age, the time period you're in as a person, what you're navigating in, right? But generally, everyone is allowed to have feelings. They're just feelings should be controlled. So do you all agree? And is that what you guys discussed? Because here I'm just listening and collecting what we are agreeing on. Yeah? So now that one, then we went into talking stage. This is very interesting, right? Because I'm looking at this in terms of, you know, I'm a huge fan of personal branding, on how this leaves you and then what people think about you, right? Because if you're a guy or a lady, speaking to five people and then all of a sudden you're stopping to talk to four of them, what do people really think about you, right? Because yes, you're allowed, it's your right to talk to whoever you want to talk to, but how do you make sure that people don't think they've been played, right? So for me, what you discussed, I want to make sure that I'm not really speaking what you didn't discuss, or at least what I've heard is transparency. Right, especially from you saying that you should disclose that you get to a stage, you have a boyfriend, so those people don't think that they've been played, right? And disclosure ideally should be a conversation. Should not just be like posting about, right? Should be really about having a conversation. Say, hey, it was great talking to you. We can still be friends if you want to. But if you want more than friendship, I'm out. Correct? One thing we haven't agreed on, though, is sex. Who should have sex and who should not have sex? We didn't agree on that. I'm still being penned. I'm still had the question marks of that conversation.
Christianity-wise, we shouldn't have sex until marriage.
Just Christianity?
And actually, due to our culture, African culture... I don't know about others, but African culture, you have sex after marriage.
Cause okay, remember, what happens? Okay.
We remember in the past, bagushiraga mu ishyamba cyangwa bakakujugunya mu ruzi. It was non-negotiable.
Okay.
And then when we come to the Bible, you don't do sex until marriage. So, okay.
So you said about African culture, they used to dump you and stuff. What if it was their way of protection?
Because against back what? Then,
they had no protection or medication or condoms, anything to protect you when doing sex.
But even
what if it was their way of, like, to replace
of
the
protection.
Modern thing, the modern things?
But we can consider even at that time how go all these diseases that is here.
But I don't know.
But anyways, I think the okay, personally, I think the joy of, you know, to men, since men are prideful. They love marking, leaving a mark. So they feel like
what's the relationship of leaving a mark and sex? No. Be very specific. Right?
Yeah. Like, the thing is, men take the first step, right? To ask you, would you be mine, my girlfriend? And then hakaza, will you be mine? Right? Marriage and all.
That's possession.
Okay. Now, being territorial and being possessive.
Okay.
Now, territorial, you're protecting what's yours. Possessive, you just want something that's not yours and you're being jealous about it.
Interesting.
Now, men like to be territorial, same as lions and... Now, you can get the point. So, what I think what really gives, even in the Rwandan culture, what really gives weight to a marriage, no gushaka umukobwa w'isugi. Right? Having sex with a girl for the first time makes men feel like, yeah, I landed the first mark. So,
is that still the case though?
No.
Nowadays, it's not the case, but then that's why men feel insecure. That's why they'll dump you. But now,
whatever you call them, right?
Imans. Yeah. So the thing is, not even men only. Today, everyone is insecure. Because they're like, what if I don't?
But what
meet
creates
the standards?
Insecurity? Okay, there is a lot of conversation now that's illegal spanning. Because now there is insecurity, there is possession, this territorial. I want us to close first and agree about sex. Who should have sex and who should not have sex?
Married people.
Yes, please. Thank you. Yes.
So, I
say, are you okay? Kuri gucumbagira?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yes.
Yes, I would say anyone can.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you my view. Yes. Teenage, not young kids, because obviously.
Mm.
But then what I can say is that people should be aware of the outcomes. Make sure that choice you're going to make is actually the best, that is the good one. Yes?
Mm.
Also, I want to include parents. Parents, they'd be like, no, you don't have to have sex, don't be friends with boys and stuff. Instead of them telling you the outcomes, like if you do this, this is going to happen. It's your time to choose. And then I feel like everyone's choice, you can choose. If you want to ruin your life, go for it. It's okay.
So you know it's ruining.
Sometimes, okay, you can do sex with someone and then you have a kid and then that person dumps you. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yes. But if the person is willing to help you raising the kid, I don't think it's a problem. As long as the kid is well taken care of.
Wait. Now, I do have a question on that.
You protect the outcomes, it's okay.
Now, I do have a question on that. It's not okay. You know what happens to kids who grow up without either a mother figure or a father figure? They have a gap. Their mental issues are spamming everywhere. It's crazy. And that's being a problem with the Gen Z. And even the Gen Alpha that are being born, or the baby boomers, what you call them, it's also being a problem. They're growing up without either a father figure, or maybe their mother is whatever, or they're being raised by their grandparents. Well, that would be a better option, but most grandparents don't want to raise kids. They want to take care of them, but they don't want to re-raise a kid. So now, how do you...
If you are able to raise that kid, yes, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's actually on the ground? What's the reality?
Mm-hmm. The people who are able to raise them, are they the ones giving birth to those kids?
Or everyone is just giving birth?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Some people are just doing it without the first thought, like thinking about it, thinking about the outcomes. So before doing sex, think about what's going to come out. Or it might be a disease, it might be a kid, or anything. But then, I feel like...
Is that a result of dating? Because I think we were talking about dating here. And at what stage of dating can you have sex? If that's...
Yes.
If that's the thing. So, yeah.
In the today world, sex has become part of dating.
Yep.
Yeah, I would agree.
Why am I the only boy talking about
it? You can explain. So my opinion on that is that you as a person, you have values that you want to live up to. So I believe you as a person, you're the one who can decide, oh, this is when I have sex in my relationship or this is when I don't. But saying that, oh, people should have sex when they are married.
No.
Some people will be like, okay, what if now I'm committed to this person and this person can't give me kids and I've always dreamt of having kids? that will cause the divorces that we're talking about. That will cause cheating. That will cause A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So I believe like each and every person has a certain point where they are comfortable to probably have sex with their boyfriend or fiance or even husband. But when it comes to Christianity, as a believer, you should have sex after marriage if you want to do it right. But again, if people do not do it, if people are not Christians or do not do it after marriage and they end up having kids or stuff, I don't think it's the right thing to throw shade on them. But again, you as a person, again, it comes to you as a person. When do you choose to do this? I'll give you a simple example. Men are selfish. This is debatable, but I will explain. To the extent, she was saying that, actually, when you get married and your husband finds out you're a virgin, it is the best thing. Men can give us their point of view because they like it, but before they get married, they want to meet a couple of girls. So in those couple of girls, why do you not think, my wife might be one of those girls? Mm-hmm. Anyways, they will probably engage the gents
in the room.
Yeah, the gents. But again, as a girl, I believe it's part of self-respect and how you personally value yourself, because it's not, again, a good thing for the event to be like, I know that girl. And this one to be like, yeah, I know that girl, because you dated in January and another one you dated in June and another one you dated in December. That makes you a whore, if I could say. So as a conclusion, my personal opinion, everyone can choose when is their right time to have sex during dating.
Yeah. There's something you're missing out. You think that people have sex only when they're in relationships?
No.
Because you're saying...
about
that's a different topic. Let's stay on dating. Otherwise, now we're through ranges.
If you take sex as a general thing, then it's going to be missing.
There is an opinion here.
I was going to tackle on her opinion. She said a statement, and she's like, men are selfish. Men aren't selfish. This is the thing. Let me give you this perspective. Let me make it make sense. Men aren't selfish. Men will provide everything just because you are the one. If they find out you are the one, like they're going to spend the rest of their lives with, then they give you everything. Seriously, they'll give you everything that you need. That isn't selfishness. So the thing she was saying about men having to be a part of a lot of relationships, meeting with a lot of girls and all that, I mean, a lot of women, is the thing. We thrive on experiences. Yes, men thrive on experiences. They need experience. We need, right? We need experience. We need to know what women want. So we experience a lot of women in the relationship world, in our lives.
What you just said
is right, because it's coming from you as a man. But again, is it not actually being selfish? You're proving the point of being selfish.
That isn't selfish.
I'll show you. If you say you live for the experience, or you will provide everything when you know that that is the one, how long or after how many women you break their heart or you do something with them, will you decide this is my right person? And what does that do to those women?
You're not breaking anyone's
talking
heart.
Stage is not going to do
picking
you any
the right
harm.
One isn't
but
wrong.
If you have sex with me and probably you unvirgin me or you leave me with a child, it's not going to be the same. No,
but let me tell you this.
Is it the same, guys?
Wait, let me tell you this.
Okay.
So if a man will decide that this is the right one, it's not because you have experienced a lot of women, and now you know the perspectives and all that. It's because your instincts are telling you this is the right one. Go for her.
What's the that reality, isn't selfishness. Though?
That at what stage do you stop? Okay, this is a question, yeah? Mm-hmm. So, because they are talking about men giving until they find the right one, yeah? And then for you, that's very selfish, which I agree. But now, at what stage a girl continue to receive as well until they stop receiving from everyone,
yeah,
and then decide to receive from one person because that person is the right one?
Well, for girls, I'll tell you what's reality. Okay, what's out there?
Mm.
There is so many different understandings about this. Because one, there is this girl who is a lover girl by nature, who will be like, okay, I've got my heart broken once, or I've never even had my heart broken. So if I am in a relationship with this person, I'm committed to them, I'm fully in. So this person is like, it's me and him and nothing else. There is also this girl who was committed and got played or got heartbroken.
Yeah.
And is like, yo, unless you bang your head on a wall, I'm not going to settle for less. And the kind of standards they can put it on might be way, way unfair to the guy who will meet her and doesn't even know about that. There is this other person who also is like, well, due to experiences or due to what I've heard, what I've seen from my family, from outside, I do not believe in these things, but I'll do it for fun. Okay. And you might meet a person like that. And I believe that applies for both women and men. It's not just for women. So again, it could come to you as a person. Me personally, okay, I believe there has been so many personal opinions that I should stop, you know. Men, tell me, you don't know? No, see, this is the problem you are facing. This is the problem ladies are facing. No. Why was that king in the Bible able to have 300, how many hundreds of women? Because he was able to provide, to protect, and to, I do not know. Yeah, probably, yes. Yeah, I don't remember the third one, yes. But that is when a woman stops, like, accepting and receiving from anyone else. Which is where...
So, again, I want to make sure that every conversation would have a clause. So, what I'm hearing is, one, there is a debate of selfishness. Who is selfish and who is not selfish? If you ask me, or at least from what I'm hearing here, there was a lot of men are selfish, but then there was a lot of also you don't know what you want. It's debatable, yes. So at least what I would say is let's not have this as self, who is selfish or who is not selfish, right? Let's look at this in terms of values, right? One, we start what you started talking about is you have to look at different values. You look at societal values, you look at religious values, but you also look at yourself. What are your values, right? What do you stand for? Because at the end of the day is when I like to say, at the end of the day is when you look at yourself in the mirror and then ask yourself if you've done the right thing, right? Because then the values comes, but what are your personal values as a person? And then the other thing that you actually say that to quote you is when it comes to people in relationship, right, to have sex, it's again to understand the outcomes and then how are you ready of the outcomes and then what can you protect, right? Could you decide not to have sex because you're not ready of the outcomes, or should you decide to have sex and then look at the outcomes, and then that's when you start looking at protection, protecting yourself, then to avoid getting sick, getting pregnant when you're not ready. Also avoiding regret as well. Like if you had sex, why did you have sex, or should you not have sex, etc. Right? So I think the biggest output is to be conscious on what you are doing. and then make sure that that goes with your value. Could be your personal value, could be your religious value, and could also be your societal value. Are we in agreement on that one? And then there is no right or wrong. I don't think there should be right or wrong. I should, again, be up for you, yourself. Sebio, because if you go into the right and wrongs, there are so many things that you'll be judged for. Really, in the end of the day, it should be about yourself. It should be about your values. Sebio, it should be Ibyo wowe utichuza. I usually say, in a very generic way, in a general way, as a person, njyewe nirinda kwicuza. Nanga kwicuza pe. Kubera ko kuri njyewe kwicuza nini, it's a failure. I should look at everything as a lesson learned. And then what did I learn at that lesson? The challenge with sex and relationship is that you learn a lesson when you're heartbroken. When you're into pieces, kugira ngo uzongere wisuganye, it's so hard. Does that make sense?
To add on that, I think what has been said a lot is reality of things, either from social media, either from parents, either from anywhere. I think we should reduce the Lulu stuff and get into reality, because reality check is still questionable. Yeah.
So in that case, if you are looking at the reality in that sense, right, everything we say, people would still be in relationship anyway. People will still have sex anyway. People will still talk to five people at the same time anyway, right? And this is why I'm really going back to your value as a person. Sibyo, what is your personal value? Sibyo, and then I want to go back to the other conversation we had that was not about the relationship topics, about that we live in a society where it should not be a very selfish society. It should not just be about yourself. It should just be about your community. Sibyo. So who I am as a person, how am I contributing to the community? Sibyo. For the kid who is looking at me, what are they learning from me? Right? There is a very certain reasons that I asked you, I invited you to come and have a podcast with me and you came. Sibyo. And then I'm sure it's because there are certain level of values that I reflect on you, that you felt like, oh, I can give my 3 hours or 4 hours on a Saturday, kaja kugania na Marike. Sibyo, there could be another person who asked you to go, and I'm like, what do you say? Sibyo, there's definitely something that you have accepted to lose your 4 hours, na outputirim, ukaza. Sibyo, now think about that on your side as well. Sibyo, what will be the you? What will be your values that you are giving to the community that will make someone come and talk to you? What will be the values that would be for someone to see you and say, I want to be like you, or I want to do like you? Sibyo. So then that's the beauty really of African culture, is that it goes beyond one person. Sibyo. It's your values. And then there's society or community or religious values that we also have to look at. But in the end, decisions are personal. It's the same way as what you talked about, that our parents would not want to leave divorce, or so would not want to divorce because they are scared of what people think about them. That's how they've been trained. If you talk to a 50 years or 6 years old woman, not everyone, but majority of them, they've lived terrible life in their marriage, but they could not quit. I also don't think that there's such a thing that should really get you stronger or stuck, because that's what society wants. So anything, not just beyond relationship, everything should be about your happiness as well. And then you need to value. You should be able to value kafugungo. How much should I value my happiness? Then how much should I value the happiness of everyone? Sibyo. And then try to create this balance. Don't create a big difference between one or the other. Because if you value society and your community so much, you regret in the future. Ravuguti ababanu, niha andugira regret. Kazajuhura na Marike, ngo Marike nawe nukunda gufashije, ntacyumfashije. And then you've paid school fees for your siblings. Right? But once you have balance, you've got, oh, okay, it's really a matter of a balance in life.